could I ask you to say your full name and title and affiliation?
Sarah Holden, Senior Director of Retirement and Investor Research at the Investment Company Institute.
Perfect. Okay, so I'm wondering if you can first talk about, you know, for those people who want to use their stimulus checks wisely to either save on taxes or better prepare for their future and financial security, what are some ways that they can do that?
Sure. So 2020 was a stressful year and the IRS recognized that. So the good news is they've given us a bit more time to get our taxes done. And there may be a way to save on your tax bill. It's possible to make contributions to IRAs up until tax day and then count those contributions as if they occurred last year. And if you are able to make a deductible contribution to a traditional IRA, you could actually reduce last year's tax bill.
Perfect. And then just some thoughts on opening an IRA and why that is something that, you know, could benefit people who are thinking about their retirement.
So IRAs are a tax-advantaged retirement savings account, and they offer great tax savings opportunities. They've helped 48 million U.S. households accumulate more than $12 trillion in assets. And opening or contributing to an IRA puts you on the path to having that nest egg for retirement, because once the money is in the account, it grows and compounds tax-free. So you can invest in a full range of mutual funds or exchange-traded funds or other securities. And while the money is in the account, those investments grow and compound and you don't pay any taxes on the returns. With a traditional IRA, when you get to retirement, that's when you pay the taxes, but you've had all this great tax-free growth over the years. With the Roth IRA, you pay the taxes up front, so the contribution doesn't get you a tax break now. The money grows and compounds tax-free, and with the Roth IRA, you take the money out tax-free in retirement because you already paid the taxes. So either way you go with the IRA, it's an opportunity to invest in really a whole world of funds and also an opportunity to save taxes on those investment earnings.
Perfect. And then finally, just a broader kind of question here on, you know, like maybe from some of the clients you've worked with or just what you're hearing from folks that are sort of using the pandemic as an opportunity to kind of reconsider what's important to them or what's important to them as far as their financial security. Can you just, you know, offer a few words about how the past year or so has maybe shifted some people's thinking?
Yeah, I think really the past year has given us a chance to step back and take a look at our financial picture. There have been some rocks in the road, so we kind of need to dust ourselves off and get back on the path of saving for our long-term goals. And when doing that, the best way to go is to think about investing for the long term. So you want to be diversified in your investing, which means don't put all your eggs in one basket, but invest across a range of securities, a range of markets. We want to think about the long term because you want to spend time in the market. You don't want to try to time the market with gamified day trading. What works for most investors is to get in little by little, paycheck by paycheck, for the long haul, and that's how you compound and build that nest egg.
Perfect. I think that's great. Is there anything else that you would like to add that you feel is important for people here?
I think it's really important to, you know, recognize there are bumps along the way, and when you can, just get back on track. And the, you know, sooner you do it, the faster you get back towards your goals. But the key is to just little by little get into that investing frame of mind. And again, mutual funds and ETFs offer a great way to go because they are professionally managed. So someone else makes those hard decisions on when to buy and when to sell. They're diversified, so you have your investments across a whole lot of different things, and they're cost effective. You've pooled in with other folks and you are able to access so many more securities and markets than you could on your own.
Perfect. I think that's all I need. Thank you so much for your time.
No, thanks for having me, Nadia.